and you sure Drew said he didn't get fucked.
You don't know what that gap in his teeth might do.
Oh my wow. God. And we rise. Duction on one. It's about to be
like that gap. This is about to be boy, you got a pretty mouth.
Oh, that mouth there. Make me blow my whistle when that's your song. Woo-ha! Ain't no whose man did it. Woo-ha!
Came out the percentile.
Huh? My shit high, like it's loud.
Yeah, I gotta turn up my number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he focused. I'm channel number one. Hey, get, tap mine down a little bit. Yes, I'm loud. No, no, you cut it up. I can't hear him. I'm loud, though, nigga. This is y'all niggas gotta put up with? Shit! Like, niggas really come to see this loud shit. I don't understand why.
Like, yo,
niggas showed up for this loud shit.
Yeah, man, go ahead and play Jack.
Hey, I'm listening to myself like, mm-mm. I do not like that. Cut me down.
Cut me the fuck down.
Cut me down, bitch. Yeah, hear myself. Now,
you hear myself.
I can hear myself.
All
right. What was that? That was, that was Dave Chappelle, right? Turn my shits up, bitch!
I know you ain't gonna lose. Man. You the best, nigga.
All day.
Admiring. I'm tired of you, man. It has been goddamn 32 episodes of you admiring me.
We're doing a new song, then.
Hey. Come on, take a grab. Come on. Okay.
Hello, peoples.
Hello, my friends. How you and your like your cousin and your auntie?
What's a foreign nigga so happy and American nigga so angry?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my country. They will kill you though. See you from there.
Hello, my friend. Y'all way nicer outside of America.
Yeah. Niggas are not nice inside of America. You know what I'm saying?
At all.
At all. Unless you tune in into this show. Hashtag facts. Well, okay, we here now. Fuck it.
Somebody's loud for me. They want to tune in.
Hey!
Oh, the phone's ringing. That's my best friend. That's my best friend.
That's my favorite part of the whole damn song.
Yep, no, that's a lie. It's a
made, you know, I made a song just for this shit.
Right. Go ahead, do it. Honestly, cheat.
Whose mass is this? Woo!
Isn't
it? God damn, I'm loud. I need to shut the fuck up sometimes.
Damn it, man.
Yo, it's the troll you love to hate, the fat nigga that your baby mama used to date, but I'm married to a bad one now, so I ain't dating that ugly bitch no more. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You can have her.
You can have that.
Young Life! Clout God himself, troll of all trolls. I hold the crown, bitch.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You got that. Nobody wants that title.
No, everybody wants that title. The fuck you mean? Listen, I got my numero uno nigga. Listen, he's not. I'm telling you, this is my guy. I will fuck you up over him. You understand me? Meet me outside. Okay? Because he's like that one of your niggas that, you know, you got that slow little brother. That's him. Okay?
Who that is?
That, Fred, you.
You talking about me?
Yeah, nigga, you can't even break graham crackers even, nigga, on the line.
Bro, that's how I graduated. You
be about? Popping them shit be triangles, nigga.
Bruh. Bruh, I can crack a cracker on the
You can't crack no goddamn crack on the line. I will bring your daughter here and ask you.
Man, don't do that.
This is crooked, nigga.
Man, don't do that, because I don't know the last time I broke a cracker, but it might have been a little crooked. So we gonna bypass that real quick.
I'm telling you, nigga, you cannot break real crackers on the line.
Damn, man, you fucking with me, man.
I'm about to keep thinking. Look at me.
Because I remember snapping it one time. And this shit ain't hanging.
Listen, let's bring my sis on. I don't know where Cash Black ass is. He's somewhere just being a hoe.
Damn. He might be somewhere doing something productive.
A hoe? Productive. He producing.
That he is.
Producing.
That he is.
Mr. No Pullout, if you arrest somebody, hey, one of you hoes out here laying on underneath this nigga right now, please tell this motherfucker he got a whole show he get paid for. Somewhere.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
All right. Who in the building, goddammit? Come shout him out before we go.
I just did. What up, Prince? What up, boy?
Shayla in the building with you. All right, we're going to start this thing off, all right? Lil Kordak trying to go back.
Oh,
shit, yeah, we got to do
this. This means this podcast and I feel so zero responsibility for any results, outcome, as a result of ourselves on the show. Any opinions and conversations are strictly for entertainment purposes. 843-557-3994. All characters and hotels.
3996. Remember, it rhymes with DJ
Easy Dick. What did he just say?
Yeah. Hey, all characters, go ahead. Oh, you going to read
the hotels? Oh, no, that's before hotels. Oh, okay. I was going to read the
Remember, call in 843-557-3996 to holler at DJ Easy Dick, and we starting this thing out wilding right now. Damn it, I ain't even inviting
nobody. Oh, Cash ain't here for real, for real.
Cash ain't here, nigga. Look at the screen with my engineering thing.
Oh, damn. Hey, Cash, fuck, man.
Man, God damn. Shayla, inbox this nigga. Tell him to get... Get out and get in here.
All right, we're going to start it off.
All right. Lil Kordak, old black ass, has been linked to a Florida shooting via his fingerprints on a gun in a rental car. God damn, this nigga is stupid as shit.
What is going on, Lil Kordak?
I was about to call this nigga, like, you know, derogatory word for mentally ill, but that would make them look bad. This motherfucker dumb. Ain't nothing wrong with him. He just dumb as shit. Okay?
But I don't understand.
Look at Cash's whole ass, you know, right here. I shouldn't even bring his whole ass in. Oh, he'd have disappeared.
God, if you feel like doing your own wet work, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? You want to clap the trigger yourself. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be gangster. You really got to do that shit. All right, I get that. They found the gun. Why you would get rid of the gun? I don't know.
I have no fucking
But ass. Why are you renting your own car?
Why?
I have a problem with it.
That's the straw that broke the fucking camera back.
Why are you renting your own car?
Hey, we was talking the other day. He was like, damn, where is that one nigga that take the charge and you just keep him straight? Like, that's my gun, officer.
Right.
That's my gun, officer.
There should always be a nigga in the car to say, that's my pills.
That's my drugs, officer. No, Mr. Kordak is a citizen, a model citizen. He had nothing to do with me. This nigga ain't even smart enough to have one of them stupid niggas. He is that dumb nigga.
What happens when the dumb nigga from the crew get put on?
Oh, goddamn. This nigga is the fall. They put the fall guy on.
The fall guy got put on? Look how they did on one of the U.N.
Hey, get it.
Yes.
That's all we know. But that shit's still right, bitch. Anyway. Cash, what up, sir? About time you brought two black ass in here.
I was boycotting the four, and I'm a huge proponent of the ish.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. Well, good morning.
All right. Fuck you.
Dave, we stay with Kordak, man.
I want to stay where y'all niggas don't learn not to stop fucking with me. Everybody in this goddamn podcast, y'all be testing me, dog.
It's not your time to talk.
Okay.
Who tested you?
All you motherfuckers, listen. I ain't screwed on right.
I plead the fifth on this one because I ain't do shit to you.
So okay. Who's screwing on you wrong?
Ain't nobody screwing me. What?
Who is screwing on you wrong?
Flabbergasted. Latell, what's up, nigga? You old ugly goddamn pubic hair, beard, face ass nigga. What's happening? I'm in the building too. So yeah, Cash, give us your take on this dumb.
I know you didn't just skip Dez. I asked her three times.
What? Okay, Cash, shut your ass up, Dez. Hey.
You already know how I feel about Kordak. He's stupid. Put him in jail. I don't give a fuck.
What?
So at no time does he get a card, like a pass from you?
No.
Honestly, I don't like him. His voice irritates me, and he ruins one of my favorite songs, so I just
like the way I rap it, girl.
What song he ruined? What song? With A Boogie. If you watched the video, he's not on the track in the video, and it's perfect. But if you listen to it, he's on the track, and he ruins it.
Damn. So he's like baby there. He just ruined the whole song.
Hey, boy in the building.
They say baby, 10 out of 10 rappers skip baby first song.
I do. I always, my pop bottles, every time after Lil Wayne's verse, boom, I put the song.
Damn, you ain't shit.
10 out of 10 times. Bird on the counter.
Bird on the dresser. Fuck him, boy. I hate that boy. You hear me? Jimmy?
Cash, man.
Pop bottles is a classic. This nigga here get on this shit.
And you switch the song after he, after Wayne's verse.
I know. I can try to hand about a scratched up chicken box with Rick Ross.
I ain't gonna lie. As much as I don't listen to Baby, it seemed like all of Wayne's songs was the song, all the dopest Wayne songs was like the songs he did with Baby. Because like
Leather
Father,
so
like
Leather So Fucking Soft pisses me off, man. And that song goes so hard, that's me actually get so twisted, I'd be in a coma listening to that shit. Now,
like, you know what? I can get
fight through all of them.
I'll pay a grip for that. Like Father, Like Son with only the Wayne verses. That'll be a classic one.
What'd you say, Desiree?
I said Leather So Soft was the song that made me really start fucking with Wayne because I saw him perform it live with the acoustic guitar, and I was like, okay, I'm a Wayne fan now.
You see my leather so soft. Can't even take it out, man. I go so hard.
Man, I go so hard.
Bitch, I go so hard. And then we flying together, baby. What the fuck is that nigga saying? We soft on the level, baby.
I ain't gonna lie though, I do have Baby shirt that says put some respect on my name.
Hey, that shit was funny.
Yeah, man. When he took his bro out, man. That was the only real niggas. Go ahead.
We can't say. What I was saying, that was the dumbest statement ever that he ever made. Like, the moment was epic, but like the statement, he was just being a real bitch.
Absolutely. Are you finished or are you done?
Hey, like, who? Everybody know Sean McGay, the God, ain't gonna do shit. Like,
why you gonna pull up on the radio guy?
Yeah, pull up on a real nigga. I bet you wouldn't try that shit in this goddamn podcast.
I bet you would roll Rick Ross like that.
I guarantee it. Rick Ross.
Hey, play my fucking name.
Yeah.
Every real nigga that ever had a grill, no, you cannot talk.
I'm pulling up on you. I'm pulling up on you. I'm pulling up on you.
Pulling up on you, nigga.
What you mean?
Hey, Sean, that was like the weakest, lamest shit.
I would hop across the goddamn. Listen, I know. Soon that nigga started that shit, production probably just left out the room.
Cash, you ever had a grill?
What happened?
I would beat the shit out of Baby.
You ever had a grill?
Yeah, I was going to jail.
Yeah, I had a grill before. Of course.
How hard is it to talk with a grill in your mouth, man?
And that shit be falling out.
I only had a bottom grill. I wasn't a top grill type of person, so it wasn't that hard for me.
You was a bottom.
I was a bottom too.
You was a bottom too.
That confirms it. Fridge is a bottom.
All right.
I knew the Jameer, the real one, friend, man, the real nigga. We're not doing that right now.
Just know I had a bottom too.
What?
No, man. You gotta say the whole sentence. I had a bottom grill. You can't say I had a bottom too.
Bottom grill. I can't say I had a bottom too.
No, you can't say you had a bottom too.
Listen, man, listen,
my whole bottom
on.
Row is
move
platinum.
Move on, man. You got one job. You got one job, holy nigga. What's your one job?
Huh?
What's your one job?
Oh, the question. I thought you were talking about being the bottom.
What?
I'm like, we doing it right now. We doing it right now. What you say?
I said, as you put up the Joel's prison pick.
God damn it, man. Y'all know what it is. Speaking of bottoms.
Speaking of bottoms, this nigga's bottom is in jeopardy every day.
So your guy go to jail, right?
You go to jail, you holding him down.
You holding the fork down, you know what I'm saying?
He ain't in there but for 2 years, though.
He ain't there but 2 years, so you know you can deal with that bitch, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All your homegirls asking you, like, what you gonna do? What y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna stay together? Yeah, girl, I'm holding
him
down.
I'm holding him down.
Holding
him
down.
That's my nigga.
And because back in the day you used to get the letter in the mail, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't get the letter in the mail, you actually get a picture because you know he done got a stolen cell phone. And the pictures show up like this right here. Who is this nigga in the picture with your man?
Whose man's is this? It's Juelz's man's. What's man? The first thing you say, ladies? Ladies, is what's happening? Nigga send you a picture of him and some nigga hugged up like this.
In jail.
843 557-3996. You got to lay it on DJ Easy Dick on this one. I'll put it in the chat. What y'all doing, ladies?
Lay it on DJ
Easy Dick. Lay it on DJ Easy Dick.
Scary. Well, first of all, Jewels is too pretty to be in prison. So that's already suspect enough. You already know.
Second of all, everybody know he could take his teeth out now.
That is true. Jewels back in the day. Years in the old
downtown club and ladies' night.
Yes. We're gonna go.
We live a that. Crazy life.
Tell them that I sent you.
Hey.
Get my bitch, get my jewels, have them sicked up.
I used to fuck with them sitting, huh?
I used to
have them sicked up.
Actually, I'm not gonna say used to, I still do. I still love it.
Wait. Y'all remember the beginning of Santana's Town? When he's like, yeah.
No.
No.
Whatever you're about to say, do not say it, goddammit. Stop it. But can you pump brakes, my nigga? No.
I don't even need to say it.
Just don't.
It's already been said.
Doom, 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 doom.
Yeah.
So, ladies, y'all ain't got to say nothing. Y'all know your man is getting fucked. They're taking a lining out this little boy in jail. You hear me?
And he looked like the goddamn boyfriend off of Sister Sister.
What?
Not the dog's getting one, but the other one.
The one that actually went to prison on Sister Sister?
Oh, you talking about TK?
TK, yeah. Then he looked like TK.
What? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Let's spend 2 seconds on how racist that was. Like, how Sister Sister create like this thuggish, light skinned boyfriend, and his name is two consonants, TK.
His name was Tyreek.
His name was Tyreek. Yeah, there you go.
His name was Tyreek.
Hey, what was Moise's boyfriend name?
You're thinking of Q.
I was saying, why these niggas ain't got real names, bro?
That was a dude named TK.
Real name.
Huh?
I hate this shit. Who posted that? You? I hate you.
What?
Man.
This lady that was in the damn liquor store, girl, she was pissing out her ass. It was disgusting.
Yo, why in the hell they got Tim's in prison? Ain't nobody want to talk about that?
Because they do work, man.
Ashley in the building.
Some New York shit, man.
Ashley in the building. Robert Dixon in the building. What up?
I thought everybody had a little... the fucking Bruce Lee slippers in jail.
No,
you just gotta wear those when you do visitations.
No, to be honest, you can get sneakers, but you gotta be careful what you get because you gonna get killed from.
You went to jail then?
My uncle went to prison he got out like a year or two ago, and he actually, like, they have a catalog where you could pick your prison sneakers, and they got Nike, Adidas, all of, but you gotta be careful what you order because someone gonna try to kill you for your sneakers.
And those same people have been released upon the world, and that's why people are dying over Jordans.
I'll give me some fly ass felines, man. I'm not fucking with nobody.
I feel like in jail, I'm gonna wear some New Balances, my nigga, in jail.
New Balances is a style too, because everybody trying to be like Kanye and wear them down.
I'm not trying to be fly in jail. No, I'm gonna wear whatever boat house vans they give me and rock those until I get my freedom again.
This nigga matching, I'm gonna fuck the soul out this matching ass nigga.
You can imagine that you sleep and you hear them niggas punching the shit out you, and they be like, get his shoes. And then you hear niggas say, nah, I'm about to get this ass. You be like, what, nigga? What? Just take the shoes, man.
Yeah, I want you to have
this. Let's take the shoes, man.
Twigs in the building, what up?
Only speaking of somebody getting the shit punched out of them. Y'all check that out. Y'all see that video about the rapper?
The baby?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the baby.
What happened to the baby?
That fight looks fake as shit, man.
I feel like Desi's glaring at me.
I am.
That's your boy?
Never mind.
I'm going to have to burn a hole in you.
What happened to that nigga?
Hold up, time out. These niggas always talking about burning each other.
Never.
It could be no fucking if y'all ain't clean now.
She just said she was gonna burn the shit out of you. What's going on with that?
Wow.
No. She be on her left eye shit sometimes. That's all.
Oh, okay.
That's why Fridge practices not dropping it. So speaking
of that's the first thing you read out the damn chat.
Yep.
Jersey Boy said his brother got Jordans in jail. You ain't reading that.
Twig say he out here. That's what's up, my nigga. Listen, let's move on. I
practice not dropping.
Listen, this bottom line is they fucking Santana. Okay? That's what's happening. They fucking that little boy. And speaking of prison, this bitch ass hoe ass nigga that killed the young guy Nipsey Hussle is just got indicted. Eric Holder got indicted last week.
That's good.
You know? So the question I wanna know is, does that put the rest of conspiracy theories, or did Trump had this nigga assassinated over Greenpeace?
Well, what connecting evidence that they had that it was him?
The streets. That's
yeah,
it.
Everybody seen this nigga murder that nigga?
I mean, just because he killed him, he pulled the trigger, mm-hmm, but...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, so, okay.
But there's conspiracy... There's always going to be conspiracy theories, especially when it's someone famous. They're going to say they're not going to send somebody to assassinate them. They're going to send one of your own to kill you.
I mean, that's not just the government, though. That's anybody. Like, if I send somebody to kill anybody, it's going to be somebody that's close to them.
Exactly.
Was you about to say me, nigga? Because I felt like you was about to say somebody to kill me.
We sent Fridge to kill you.
I was going to say life. I was going to say, if I'm going to send somebody to kill life. I was gonna see somebody kill life.
I knew this nigga was talking about me for some reason. What the fuck?
It'll be Fridge.
It would be Fridge. I'll get Fridge to kill you.
Fridge can knock on my door at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll open that shit up with a robe. What's up, nigga?
Look, Fridge is such a nice guy, man.
Like, kill me. That nigga couldn't kill me. That nigga was trying to call.
Nah, what you gotta understand,
it's all right, man. It's Fridge.
No, the worst part about it is Fridge so nice of a guy, like, he'll come in, pour you a glass of milk, and be like, hey, man, you want something to eat? Because he know he finna kill you, so he finna give you your last meal and everything. Like, why is this nigga in my house cooking for me? Like, Fridge would do all this nice shit, and then be like, so you know,
I'll poison your milk.
Cash has sent me a deposit. And yeah. I gotta do something for
him. Rail got it. Rail got accepted into Stanford, my nigga. I had to do it. That shit is expensive. Right, it's my niece, my nigga. I understand.
God damn, man.
Let me smoke this cigarette, man. Take it, dog. No. You know what I'm saying? I understand.
Wow.
I understand.
Just make sure your insurance policies are ready. Make sure the kids are taken care of.
Yeah,
I'm sure
his kids are taken care of. I wouldn't even do them like
that.
What a motherfucking day.
They're gonna get that check.
Yeah,
definitely gonna get that check.
Yeah, I'm working more dead than I am alive. Everybody's worth more dead than alive, which is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Because,
you know these goddamn, these shit's gonna skyrocket in one of us die now.
Hey, Latell said he'll do it for $34.50 in a pack of Mentos. It's way cheaper than what I was looking for, Cash. Yeah. Look, you found your man.
Just send me the cash just in case. You feel me?
Yeah. No, I need someone to do it who they're not going to suspect.
Yeah.
No, but we know Victor ain't going to get called because Victor will tell everybody he did it.
Y'all had to murder that nigga life, man. You know that's my number one nigga, man. But shit. You know what I'm saying? My kids had to get to school, my nigga. That nigga had to go.
I shot that nigga outside the store.
Hey, hold on, podcast. Somebody knocking at my door. I think it's the police. What y'all niggas want? I'm trying to tell these niggas how I murdered this nigga. Oh, that's what y'all niggas want.
You gotta check out last episode to know what we're talking about, man. We had a caller and tell us how he used to shoot up the club back in the day.
All the time.
I don't know why you calling him a caller when Mike just said his whole name.
Go back and review the last episode.
843-557-3996. Call in. Tell your stink ass mouth and call in too. I might fucking accept it. I might send your ass to voicemail. I know your number.
Yo, shout out to Charleston Heat. It's like 104 degrees outside. It ain't bullshit.
Why does it sound like a basketball team? Shout out to Charleston Heat. I'm gonna say y'all got a team.
Oh shit! shout out to the Heat in Charleston.
Yeah, that's like our workplace. Nigga. You try to get me fired. Thought y'all niggas think I wasn't supposed to be affiliated with the job.
I'm not affiliated with the job. I was talking about the actual heat outside.
All right, okay.
Yo, it is 104 degrees outside. It's no joke. I'll make sure y'all drink some water.
That's our freestyle.
You know I got fucking shorts, man.
I actually got on shorts.
Fridge wore shorts year round, though.
Fridge wore shorts in December, my nigga.
I don't give a shit.
I seen that nigga some jeans one day at work. I got nervous
as fuck. With no lotion, too.
I thought you were going to shoot that motherfucker up. I was like, what this nigga got on? Hold up. I ain't the goddamn sharpest crown in the box, but something's wrong.
And as soon as somebody tell me, hey, man, why your legs so ashy? I'd be like, see, that's what the white man wants you to think. They want us to suppress our legs.
They want us.
They'd be like, what?
They want us to lotion our legs. But that is not the way. That is not the way of Fridge. The real Fridge would never put lotion on his legs.
I'm trying to find some music to play. Why Walker Floppy got so many? Who's this nigga Prince Inc? Nigga, I don't know.
Yo, Jason, who's Jason Diamond?
That's my homeboy. That's my white friend, man. That's my only white friend.
Well, you know what he already said? Send him to talk to the cops. He'll make sure that everybody gets off.
Hey, buddy, listen. It was a misunderstanding. We got everything under control. Here goes my card. It's Jason Diamond. Don't worry about everything. I got these guys under control, okay? Meanwhile, there's a dead nigga in the porch, and they'll let the motherfucker go. You got a white friend. You need a white friend to talk to the police. You got a white friend?
I believe I got a white friend.
That's look, you need a white friend to talk to white people. You need a woman friend to talk to other women.
Word. Shout out to Charleston Geechee Talk. Just shared our post. We appreciate that shit.
You know who that is. That's what's up. Shout out to you, nigga. Now we about to listen to the song. Shout out to Moneybagg Yo. Get ready for that team. We're moving through this shit. I'm trying.
Hey, some shit you just don't supposed to play with, though.
Hey, we don't supposed to play with good. You heard me? You know what I'm saying? We out here,
I motivated the street.
Get it.
You act like you don't know.
God be my witness. The Lord's quicker than an hour.
Get it. Hey.
Trap don't need a promo.
Better not hey.
No cut on my product.
Hey.
Stay with that purr. Yeah.
Only that purr.
That nigga right there is not us.
Last thing I heard, he's supposed to show this friend.
Part of the game is dead.
Hit the shoulder. Oh, part of the game is dead. Hit the shoulder. Oh, that nigga powered up, gang. Piss that nigga. That nigga powered up.
Oh, shit.
I hurt my neck.
Shoot you all day.
Damn muscle, man.
See that shit from young niggas, yo.
Thoughts in your head, win that bag.
Yo, what the fuck is the Uzi verse? I like that little
your face.
I like that.
I'ma do a sentence before I take a loss. Paper on your shoulder, knock a nigga off. Told him it was cool, just play it off. Was I being fake or am I being smart?
Thinking
with my head, cause I got no eyes. But I'm clutching on the ride. They gon' go, all I gotta do is not. I'm at a place.
Yeah, you wanna die, nigga.
On the dirty money chase.
What part of the game? I'm on the fence to somebody else's life.
Yeah, you act like you don't know. God be my weak with the Lord's numbers in the city. What? My trap don't need
to play. White not play with you, man. I don't even know why the fuck he in this talking so reckless.
That nigga right there is not us. Last thing I heard, he spoke to the law. What part of the game is this?
What part
of the game?
What part of the game?
What part of the game is this?
Let me know.
What part of the game?
Hey, can you tell?
What part of the game is this?
What part?
What part of the game?
Man, I don't know.
What part of the game is this?
It's fucked up.
What part of the game?
How it go?
It used to be like when your mans get shot,
what?
Slide on a nigga who did it.
Right.
Don't give a fuck. Lay on them, wait in the cut.
What?
Long as you make it a killer.
Yeah.
Every move was critical.
Now what?
That everything on the internet.
Right.
That's another issue for another song.
Yeah.
So please don't make me get into this.
Don't make me do it.
Never go by the rules of a bitch. She got to accept everything that come with me. If a dog got your bitch for a hoe off the street, that part of the game right there is free.
Girl.
You got to pay off the plug.
What reason?
It ain't about the money, it's about the relationship.
Oh.
Cause niggas be fucking up the game. And federalists keep on taking shit.
Damn.
You got to be ready to bounce back.
Tell me how.
From a half, bring an ounce back.
Ooh.
If you come up, don't announce that.
Nope.
Keep it quiet, niggas house rest. It's part of the game. They do the most for some fame. Put dirt on your name. Be ready for whatever this shit bring. Keep a shooter with accurate aim. I motivated the streets. Now you act like you don't know.
God be my witness.
With the Lord's numbers in the city.
What?
My trap don't need a promo.
Yo.
No cut on my product.
Do y'all want to check us out, man. Y'all already know.
Nigga right there is
we own a lot of motherfuckers platforms.
Tell about the platform.
I'm gonna tell about the platform, sis.
All right, we listening.
Look,
That's all I got to say.
It's Who's Man's This Podcast. That's the Cash App. Dollar sign Who's Man's This Cat. What the fuck what? Did I say? Dollar what? Sign Who's Man's This Podcast.
I.
We got Who's Man's This Podcast at YouTube.
Right.
We got Who's Man's This Podcast on Instagram.
Who's Man's This Podcast on Google Podcasts?
Go ahead.
Who's Man's This Podcast on Spotify? Hey. Who's Man's This Podcast on Breaker?
Go ahead.
And that's Breaker. B-R-E-A-K-E-R, Breaker. We also have Who's Man's This Podcast on CastBox. Who's Man's This Podcast on Pocket Cast? Who's Man's This Podcast on Radio Public? Who's Man's This Podcast on Stitcher?
And we coming to Twitch very soon.
Hey, if we always on YouTube it. Oh, yeah, of course.
And, you know, if you get a chance, make sure you go back and check out our previous episode because they funny, though.
They funny, though.
And informative if you like old news.
Yeah, if you like old news. Or if you want to see Desi showing a little bit of leg, thighs, and secret spoiler alert on one of our episodes, our past episodes, Desi has her titties out.
Wow.
Find that episode.
Folks.
Scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt. First nigga to tell me which episode is that Desi has her titties out, get a free ad to her nude Snapchat.
Wow. Premium one? Not the premium.
Hey, and before we go
the thing is, you people will probably believe it because you said it.
Listen.
Probably.
I done influenced a lot of motherfuckers that I never thought that was stupid enough to listen to my dumb ass. Never gave these niggas a platform. No. Hey, before we go on, just to let you know, Game of Thrones is over. That shit ended dumb as shit.
No, it did not.
Jon Snow should be the king. Fuck Bran. And that's a spoiler.
No, he didn't even want to be king. It ended how it needed to, because now guess what? We can get 4 new spinoffs off the ending.
All of them shits is prequels.
There's one prequel.
fuck that. Okay? Trash! And I just wanted to make that known.
Right? The book didn't have a different ending, so you might want
to
get rid of it.
Listen, if that... I'm caught up. I'm waiting for George R.R. Martin fat ass to write it. The fuck? Big ol' I bet he look like he stank, too.
That's what he gets for riding the wave of the TV show and not writing the book.
Ooh. Shit, it's getting messy.
He said so himself, he's not happy how the show ended. It's like, okay, well, if you would have finished the book, maybe the show would have ended differently.
Speaking of mess, sis, Dez has the tea. And hurry up and find the episode with her titties out. We waiting. We got prizes.
No, you don't want them to get out of this show to go look for that. You tell them to wait after the show.
Okay, gotcha. We'll make sure we plug that. See, you smart.
Y'all talking like her titties was really out.
Shut up, they is. You don't know that. And I'm not telling you. It could be season one. It could be season two.
I'm going to give y'all a clue. It was either season one or season two, but Desi had on a white shirt.
The fact that he knows what color shirt.
It's concerning. It's a little bit.
Do you or do you not want to get free ads to her premium Snapchat? Huh? She's wilding in that shit. Anyway.
I got my shit.
It's my nigga Stevenson, PD Wayne from Haiti. Shut up, say Stevenson!
What up?
It's not concerning for a hoe to be familiar with hoe shit.
But I'm not a hoe. Plot twist.
I'm the hoe that's familiar with the hoe shit.
Yeah, but you're insinuating I'm a hoe because you're familiar.
You niggas is boring me. Give me the tea.
Anyway, speaking of city girls, Hazel E. of Love and Hip Hop and ex-girlfriend of Cat Williams, she
released. Cat Williams was fucking
her? Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Way back in the well, like 2 years ago. But anyway.
And wasn't that a little bit young third fucking her too?
Yes.
Damn, that pussy got miles. Go ahead.
I mean, everybody in Love and Hip Hop got miles on their stuff because they all run within the same crew. But that's a different story.
Dangerous. So,
So Hazel E accused Young Miami of stealing her beats. And Miami was like, I ain't steal none, da 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 da. So then Hazel E came out with a diss track earlier this week. And my Young Miami's like, bitch, we can meet up in Miami and you could catch these hands.
Ooh, fresh shit delivered. Okay, this
shit's spicy. Try that shit with Remy
Ma. And of course, Jocelyn Hernandez, the Puerto Rican princess of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, decided she was going to co-sign Hazel. And Young Miami said she could catch them hands on too. And Jocelyn's like, all right, you could catch these hands on site. So if Jocelyn just moved to Miami. So there might be a fight here soon. And but then Hazel E has later, about, I want to say maybe it was like yesterday or so, came out and said she gonna keep this beef musical. She ain't gonna throw no hands and fist fight because Nipsey got killed over ignorant shit and she ain't trying to go out on stupid shit. But ain't nobody checking for Hazel. So where's the beef?
My thing is, why did they bring Nipsey Hussle into this
beef? That's what I was like, okay, he may have got killed. May have been killed on some ignorant shit, but it wasn't on some rap beef.
They do anything for clout. They do anything for clout.
What? So,
praise the cops so he can come back and save us all. He's on hiatus.
So yeah, Hazel E, she over here trying to. I guess she needs to or something. I don't know. Because Jocelyn threw her name in this conversation, Stevie J decided to insert himself as well.
That's what I'm talking about. Why don't you love me, Stevie?
So the next bit of tea after this little beef between Hazel E and Young Miami, Stevie has sided with Young Miami and has decided to take Jocelyn to court for full and legal custody of their little baby, Bonnie Bella. Or Bella Bonnie. Whatever.
On the ground.
He wants to take her to court because he doesn't think she's stable enough. But Jocelyn just won full and legal custody of the baby last year when she said Stevie wasn't stable. But now that Stevie's married to Faith Evans, he's like, I'm stable. I'm up to date on my child support. And I got a wife that will help me take care of my baby. Plus, I got a grown-up
pussy will change your fucking life. You hear me? That grown-up pussy will change your life, okay? God damn,
Stevie had his faith restored.
Unintended.
Nice.
So, well, we shall see how this continues to play out. And then an update on the Wendy Williams drama. Her son.
Lick your tongue out again on the podcast.
No. Her son just got arrested a couple days ago for fighting his father because he has sided with his mother on this divorce.
Oh, yeah, they were throwing hands.
But did he win, though?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. But he got released shortly after, and he went to Chicago with his mom, so I guess.
Well, the fact that he ended up in jail means he won. Good job, little man.
His nigga daddy must didn't want to fight him because his daddy straight took the nigga asshole like allegedly a few months ago. So that you got to be strong to fuck a whole other nigga against his will.
Yep. So that was.
So I'm not making eye contact.
We will continue to see how this plays out because Wendy Williams filed for divorce.
Oh, I'm sorry. Talking about the tea. My bad. I didn't even talk what the fuck you was always talking about. My bad. Do you think?
Am I interrupting a little intimate moment?
Man, this nigga just talking about taking my booty, man. I don't know what's going on, man. I'm sorry, do your thing. Finish the tea.
Okay.
The real fridge would never let that happen.
Right. The real fridge would never let it happen.
Yeah, god damn, nigga. You must be Jameer Fridge Hagler then.
Man, chill.
Cause Jameer, the real one, Hagler. Mm-mm, you wouldn't let that soft shit go down.
So anywho.
Finish.
Zoe Kravitz, daughter of Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet, just got married to her longtime.
Cash, what happened, man?
Nah, she just looked like Zoe Kravitz. She not is Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, okay, I got you.
She got married. They had a secret ceremony, and they're gonna have their real ceremony in June. Yeah.
I thought that was little light skinned Denise's.
Yep, she's married now. So she just crushed all of Cash's dreams.
Nah, Cash had him like a doppelganger.
Yeah, I got me a doppelganger. She looked just like Zoe Kravitz.
Mm-hmm. And Trey Songz really didn't have a baby.
So my dream is still. Wait, what she said?
Hated it. That's what she said. She said, hated it.
Hated it.
Right.
Chuck David had a dream.
And then on another little piece of tea that I just found out prior to the show, Joe Budden and Sin Santana have called it quits.
What? Yeah, they was stinking.
Didn't she leave him for like 100 days?
Yeah, they left. Didn't she broke like, up with him. Apparently, he doesn't have the stamina because he's too old to give her what she needs.
I agree.
Stamina?
He had the stamina?
She need a well stamina. She's
like 23, 24, and he's like 59.
He's not 59. No. Whoa, wow.
Girl, I'm done.
Joe Budden is not older than life.
Okay, he like 37. No, he's in his 40s.
Yeah, he's older than me. Joe Budden is older than me. When I was in high school.
I mean, life is pretty old.
Joe Budden is a grown ass man singing Pump, Pump, Pump It Up, nigga.
No, because when he dropped Pump, Pump, Pump It Up, he was in high school too. He just looked old.
Man, we're going to Google his age in a second. Hold on.
I'm out here sharing the show.
He's like 40-something. He's like 40-something.
Joe Budden is younger than life.
We know life is old. Okay, we know life is old. Joe Budden is older.
Joe Budden's definitely older. I hope.
I disagree.
Then we can go.
So Joe Budden is not older than me.
Joe Budden's 38, man. Y'all stop calling him 38. He's 38, man.
Are you sure?
But life is what, 49? No, I'm just kidding.
Definitely not. Yeah, definitely. Oh, this nigga's only 1 year younger than me.
Yeah, I told you, man. Look, I know this shit.
Cash know this shit.
Like, I'm going to be like that video of the girl with the gravy and the mashed potatoes. He's still old, though.
Hey, look, but this is the thing, though. But life ain't never had an issue with his stamina. Check his kid count.
Check it. I blow stacks out. Sniper status. Tick in the building. That's a we in the building. I hope I said that right. Bernard, what up, Sean? Make sure y'all give us a call at 843-557-3996 and talk to DJ Easy Dick, okay?
You know what? No one's going to call and talk to you because you keep saying Easy Dick. Like, no one's going to want to talk to you.
It is a chore to run these phones. So I welcome people not call.
No, you don't need to say it, Cash.
Damn.
Said that thing is on lockdown, Cash.
Like, you can't say shit.
No.
Why does Jamal say F Tom? Jamal, what's Tom? Are we trying to say F Tom to? Is it Tom from MySpace? What's happening?
Huh?
No, he called him. I call him Uncle Joe, and he called him Uncle Tom.
Oh. Okay.
My bad, that was for me.
What's that's all the team.
Bernard said, don't let him try to come at our eight. Listen, dog, we are wise and seasoned. Okay?
I don't know about wise, maybe seasoned.
And she ain't going nowhere. I don't know what the hell. Listen, that nigga Joe Buttons wasn't trying to hit that pussy since like 2 seasons ago, dog. She's like, what the fuck me, nigga? He's like, listen,
Sin. I'm trying to get my podcast off the ground, Sin. Why don't you support me, Sin?
You know what I'm saying?
If I was Joe Budden,
I want that smoke, bitch.
If I was Joe Budden, I would have had Sin riding me on that dumbass couch you always sitting on.
Sin.
Yeah,
I could find a pussy between inflated butt cheeks. I would bend and fuck you, Sin.
That's why I'm treating this man like he old,
man.
He younger than me.
Right.
He younger than Pusha T. He's younger than Kanye West.
Kanye, wait, what?
He younger than Pusha T. He's younger than Kanye West.
Who is?
Joe Budden.
Budden's nigga the same one that ain't hitting these buttons.
Yeah. Pusha T, 42.
But how is Kanye? Kanye's not
40, is he? Yeah, Kanye up there, man. Why? You know, Jay-Z 60, though. Y'all know Jay 60, right?
Jay-Z is my dad, and my dad is only 50.
Your dad's been alive for years, okay?
Okay, technically, my dad's 49. His birthday hasn't came up this year yet.
Wait a minute. Your dad's not really your dad. I wanted to tell you something, Dizzy.
Oh, damn.
Uh-oh.
The reason why we got you on the show is because...
Jay-Z?
So what, you was 10 years old? You was 10 years old?
You're my baby girl.
Jay-Z 49.
And I just wasn't there for you.
Yeah.
Mexican tone.
And the fucked up part about it is that you're not Mexican and black. You're Mexican, Puerto Rican, and black. You're barely black. Look at your daughter.
Technically, my daughter is Mexican, Puerto Rican, and black, so...
Your daughter is not anything. She has no black in her now, because you're barely black. I really want to name you Keisha. I really want to name you Keisha. You look like a Keisha. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, okay. Nowhere would my dad ever name me Keisha. That's good shit.
Listen, if you ain't making on to the Doja train, then fuck you.
Hey, have y'all ever noticed how racist Disney has become the name, though?
Huh?
Huh?
Have y'all ever noticed how racist Desi is when it comes to names? Like, she's super judgmental when it comes to names. Like,
no, I'm not.
Yeah. You okay. Are.
Give me an example.
You just said there's no way in hell my dad would name me. And I'm admitting it, I won't take it back. Cause I did this shit right now.
And I'm admitting it, I won't take it back. Cause I did this shit. I was saying, Monica? My own money. What? Your money.
What?
I bet he has a straight face and dancing, like, bro. If I want it, I'm gonna fuck him. But if he ain't got fuck, I won't come. And 100 on me, it ain't nothing. Wanted double B, so he stuck him. Back to the point. Is it some cash in this place? If it is,
it's some cash in this place. What?
Not dancing this.
You better get it, bitch. You better get it, bitch.
I'm with you, Fred. I don't even care if his mother know. It's about that paper on another note. We're gonna stand in solidarity.
Right. I'm not dancing to this. Time not long ago, I was a hoe.
What?
I like that part, though. I like that part.
What? What she want? She want cash, hotels.
All my gold digging hoes.
Oh, this for who?
Money getting love, my hoe.
All right.
Rich is all my hoe.
What?
Broke hitters don't do though.
And I'm cut that shit. The chat says Fred prefers to twerk by city girls. Okay.
I don't even know what a city girl is.
The team in the building. Brittany H in the building. What up?
That's crazy. What? That's
crazy. Nothing. I'm just talking to my production.
The lies. Hey.
I heard somebody talking.
Right? It was a female's voice.
I ain't the smartest. I ain't the sharpest goddamn childproof scissors in the pack, but that sounded.
But like I mean, it makes sense because he was late, so you know he was doing something.
Now you know why your ass was late.
Cause you was fucking.
I don't even want to hear your hotels. Let's hear about your cousin.
Oh,
ooh, what's
that's
name?
What I'm talking about anyway.
What's
so it's cool.
Name?
Not Reggie.
Philip.
His name
Nick.
Was not
what up, Nick?
I said not Reggie.
Hey, so look, so the story about Nick. So this today is gonna be Nick Tell.
Oh my bad, hold on.
You go.
Hotels. Cool. All characters appearing in hotels are fictitious.
Fictitious!
Start over.
All characters appearing in hotels are fictitious.
Fictitious.
All characters appearing in hotels are fictitious.
Any resemblance to real persons living or dead are purely coincidental.
All characters' opinion.
Just shut the fuck up, man. Production was. Did I say it right? We good? That was okay. Go, Cash. This is the year. All
right, so what we gonna do is, for the sake of legal, we're going to use false names and give false stories about real shit.
Okay. I didn't know Nick's real name.
Frank in the building. Make sure you like and share it. Go.
My bad. I apologize. All right. So Nick is currently out of town. Nick is in Atlanta. He had to. He. You know what goes down in Atlanta. So
he had some shit he had to take care of.
No pun intended.
Nick,
I'm gonna tell him. I'm gonna tell him how you turned down some pussy. That's all.
What? You motherfucker, Nick. You better. I'm coming to St. Louis, Nick. Nick. Last time that
Say what you just said again.
I said I didn't have like three bitches off me since the last time the podcast was on, and I turned it down.
What? What up, Nick? Nigga. Nick, I still love you, my nigga, but come on, Nick. It was scary. Listen, the first time I got some pussy, it was scary too. I'm telling you, my heart was beating out my chest.
I didn't turn it down like two pussy,
man. Nick. Let's hear this story. God, me and Nick, we sat down, right? And we sat down, and he gave a list of the different things that he wanted out of a woman for his first go-round. And so once he laid out the attributes and details of what he was looking for on the physical aspect for a woman to have to pop his cherry with, I was like, all right, well, let's go get it. And he was like, what you mean, let's go get it? And I was like, I already know somebody that fit that perfect description, so let's just go pick her up. It's nothing. Let's go. And so he was like, right now? I was like, fuck yeah, right fucking now. Let's go pick her up. So we drive. It was like a 26-minute drive. Nothing too far. 26 minutes. That's easy money. We went, picked her up. Man. So we picked her up. This shit fun. It's hella funny because Nick was like being like real like stereotypical nigga. Like he tried to get her high. He wanted her to drink. I was like, damn, Nick, you being real Bill Cosby-ish right now, man.
Wow.
He's trying to fuck a corpse.
So at the same time, Nick had to be in the mood too. So Nick had to drink for himself. Nick had to smoke for himself. You know, to make sure that he was in the right mental state to engage in such activities because this was against his lifestyle. And so he had to be in a certain type of mental state to do this shit. Same way, you know, the camera was switched up on Desi. I saw a titty. So,
wow, he's paused all the way.
Goddamn, Desi. Okay.
All right, so look, so fast forward. So Nick hop in the car, and I'm like, I text the girl. I'm like, yo, I got an interesting opportunity for you tonight. And she was like, what's the interesting opportunity? And I'm like, I'm going to tell you when you get in the car. So she hop in the car, Nick in the car, when she hop in the car, and I tell her, like, yo, my cousin Nick normally prefers dick. Tonight he wants to clit. I like that. Mm-hmm. And she was
Nick,
like.
That was eloquent, right? That was eloquent, Nick. I don't understand. Okay,
yeah, I eloquently said, and then she was, but I wanted to be to the point.
Okay.
And I told her, I was like, look, sure. Me and Nick been talking about this. You fit the description of the woman that he wants to be with for that moment. So that's why I came and picked you up. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have texted you tonight. Just wanted to be pretty blunt with you. And I want you to know the energy that was going to be in the atmosphere the next time you come to my crib, just in case Nick looking at you some type of way, is because he's trying to get in them drugs. So then she was like, you know what? And I'm thinking, like, this is a dramatic, you know, pause. And she was African-American or Black or whatever her self-identifying race that she plugs herself is. But she was like, you know what? And I braced myself because, you know, sometimes you roll the dice. You
Black
woman. Right. So I braced myself and she was like, I've actually wanted to be a part of something like that. And that's one of my secret fantasies. And I'm like, oh, snaps. And I was like, but let me be clear. It's not me and Nick. It's just you and Nick. I won't be a part of it. So, in no circumstances will I be involved in sexual activities with another male, nor my cousin. All right. Nick got something to say. He said I ain't telling the story right. Nick, what happened?
Well, first of all, the only part about this story that I don't really like is when you told her that I prefer the dick, but tonight I want the clit. Because let's be very, 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 very clear that I don't prefer dick regardless because I'm a first time. So,
Nick gives the dick. Nick gives dick. That's it. Okay, got you, Nick.
Hey, clear it up, brother.
That's actually true. So he discussed that it was an awkward conversation, but he got to deal with my hotels. I got to deal with his dicktails. Whatever, it's cool. So
we're not coining dicktails.
Wow, dicktails is wild, dude. Yeah.
What the fuck?
So we ride. We get to the stop. We ride and we get to the house. I forgot to tell you. So. She was like super dressed up for it. Like all she had on was like this kimono robe and then like lingerie under there. She was pretty much riding naked. She was elegant as fuck. Not only was she dressed elegant as fuck, but she smelled so fucking good. Like I was like, yo, you smell good as fuck. Like I wanted to smell. So long story short, we get here. They hear they chilling in the room. Nick wanted to make sure that they got the moves set. So they turn on Pornhub. They start watching Pornhub on the TV on the big screen. They start watching Pornhub to get positions and stuff like that, right? I ain't gonna shout nobody out because they was watching like specific types of Pornhub, people's channels and shit, but I ain't gonna shout nobody out. But it was like a black couple. And so they was watching them and then he was like, yo, I could probably get into some shit like this. And so then Nick was like, all right. And I'm like, look, so y'all watching Pornhub, and I don't really do that with other men or women around. Right. So I'm going to shake. Right. It's time for me to get the fuck out of the room. Plus, I'm in Nick's room. So I feel like the atmosphere is pushing me out anyway. So I'm like, yeah, I'm a bounce. I'll be right back. So I left, went downstairs, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let my cousin make the same mistake millions of other men have made. And I tossed him two condoms. Here you go, bro. All right, now I'm gone for real. And I peaced out. Then it didn't happen. He was just like, nah, I'm kind of good. And I won't go into details, but we cracked. So, yeah, that was pretty much it. Nick turned it down. That was option number one. That was like two other options after that, but that was the one that had like a full length story behind it. And then, of course, I did what I had to do in that situation because, I mean,
jumped in, tagged you in.
Hey,
I tagged in.
Wait, did y'all say? Oh man, so Nick was like. Nick said, it's always Nick, here go a bitch for you. It's never Nick, here's my homeboy. But, I'm not going to offer up my homeboys to Nick. I just can't. So, that's the story. Moral of the story is, Nick is still a clit virgin.
Nick, do you really want some pussy, Nick?
Oh, no, wait. Nick's back.
Yeah. Nick, do you really want some pussy, Nick? You got to let us know.
Now, I'm not going to say I really do.
Okay.
I would forget, but the way John is going about it, that I think it's necessary or he going to kick me out.
But I feel like you should try it.
Oh, shit.
Also, do not let this nigga say that you have dick tails. We're not having that shit, okay? Because we just almost passed out because that reminded me of DuckTales minus the duck. Adding dick.
It's a hell of a spin on the Saturday morning cartoon.
We can have DuckTales. We can exchange stories.
Oh, hold up. Whoa. You signed up for DuckTales?
I can't relate to anybody else.
You signed up for Big Ten? Anybody
else? Well, you in Atlanta right now. I'm an hour south.
Okay, sure. Y'all going.
We going to have some tea.
Come up here. It's Sunday fun day.
I just got back into town from Savannah, to be honest.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so yeah, moving forward, because now y'all niggas is boring and I can't stop singing the Dicktails theme song.
Let's just take a second and think about
cartoons. Duck cartoons and dicks for some reason. Was it Dick McScrooge?
Scrooge McDick, man.
Yeah, man. Sure.
What's that movie where Jonah Hill couldn't stop drawing dicks and he was in high school?
Was that Jonah Hill?
That's Super Bad.
Super Bad. Yeah.
Darkwing Dick. Okay. Y'all know what time it is.
Howard. All right. Dick.
Whose man's is this? I'm going home. I'm hungry.
We're going home. Whose man's is this? It's been an hour, y'all.
Cash.
What's good?
I'm like pudding
better. That way.
She want her what?
Did somebody in the background say put it back?
He was like, I will.
Hold on, wait. My production is
Yeah. Sorry.
She said she want what back now?
What'd you say?
What now?
What happened? What'd you say?
Who got what now? Who wants to put it back?
What?
Proceed. We good.
What you putting back there, young boy? What'd you say you're putting back there, young boy?
Whose man is this?
I gotta read the article. It's that nigga who was a pallbearer at the nigga funeral who he killed.
I'm going to drop my phone on that one. He did what now?
He was the Paul. I said that young boy was the Paul Bearer to the nigga that he killed right now.
Did everybody at the funeral know he killed him?
Not to afterwards.
No. I must say, was this nigga that gangster? He killed him and he was like, and I'm going Paul Bearer. Y'all ain't going to do shit about it.
Hey, he just had to make sure he confirmed that he went into the grave.
I wanted to make sure that nigga was dead.
That sounds like some shit I seen on the TV show before.
That shit is real life, nigga.
Aliens in Chicago.
Former Greenville High School football star LaMarcus Boswell, age 31, was loved by friends and family, all who mourned his loss when he was fatally shot back in March of 2018. One of his friends, which is Kent Yuck. Why did you show me that just then? So, okay, yeah, get that shit off. It's all good.
Somebody reported it.
One of the friends was Kendrick Cobbs, which is our Whose Man's Is This? A longtime friend of Boswell, who is now charged with Boswell's murder.
I pulled him over here that he can't talk no more.
So that's Whose Man. Like Kendrick Cobb, you piece of shit, you murdered your own fucking friend, and then you helped put his ass in the ground, nigga. He's a cold steak mouth motherfucker, and I hope the nigga that's fucking Jewel Cell Tanny is your cellmate.
God damn. Cash.
Whose Man's This Podcast would like to explicitly say that we do not support sodomy in no way, shape, or form, even if Life just kind of did just say that he supports it.
I like that script. Production approves of that script.
Whose
too.
Man's This does not support sodomy.
We do not support sodomy.
Ain't nobody sodder than me, my nigga. I'm good. Damn, man. What kind of fuck nigga is this, man? I'm shocked. I'm lost.
If you kill me, how do you even touch my casket without my family jumping on me?
According to the sheriff's office, Cobb killed Boswell after arguing in South
Department. They don't know.
They had no suspicions?
This swoop is suspicious.
I don't know what to talk about.
So, no. With that being said, Kendrick Cobb, you's a bitch ass nigga, you killed your friend, and you fucking was a pallbearer.
I don't know if you a bitch ass nigga or just a diabolical. I'm on the fence.
Gangster shit though.
Look how close he was that no one suspected him until the cops arrested him.
But look, you gotta think of it like this though. If you trying to make it seem like you didn't just kill your homie, you kind of have to be the pallbearer. Otherwise, people gonna be like, well, why he ain't come to the funeral? Why he ain't carried in the casket?
Shit. So he pulled the bishop, is what you saying?
Yeah, man.
Yo, bishop was in there hugging the sister and the mom and everything, you know?
Everything. And then nigga, yo.
Hey, Bishop is 50% of the reason I don't like Tupac.
Is Birdie the other reason?
Birdie the other 50%?
Yo, Bishop is 50%, Birdie is 20%, and then the other 30% is just the clout chasing and the shit that he did.
I didn't like Lucky too much either.
I didn't like Lucky either. Yeah. You know what? I don't like a lot of Tupac characters. I didn't like the nigga that he played on A Different World either.
Which one? Was Piccolo.
Who? What is that? Piccolo? What is that?
Piccolo was that bitch ass nigga.
See, I couldn't get down with that either.
I didn't fuck with Piccolo.
Which one was Lucky though? Lucky was off what movie?
Lucky was on with Janet Jackson.
Poetic Justice.
Poetic Justice. She
refused to kiss him.
She knew what was up.
Nah, she didn't want to have sex with that nigga until he took an HIV test. That's
she wouldn't even kiss him until he took an HIV test.
She knew what was up.
Hey, so they really be fucking in Hollywood?
No. Well, some...
She was giving it to fucking Bobby anyway.
Yeah, she fucked Bobby Brown.
Two rooms down from his suite with Whitney Houston. I saw it on BET. It's real.
It's definitely real.
I think that she wanted to take that test because she didn't know if he had like women or not. He might have liked the men's too.
Tupac had like the booty.
Man, Tupac was definitely. Hey, oh yeah, I had that conversation with Nick. Hey, Nick confirmed Tupac has a lot of homoerotic shit. I don't know what that phrase means, but that's what Nick said, and I'm running with it.
Bring Nick homoerotic back. Is gay. Shit out of Nick. Where's Nick at, man?
Nick's in Atlanta. Nick's gone, but Nick said that Tupac was very homoerotic.
We're going to bring that topic back up next week.
Yeah, because
I can see that.
Is Nick coming back next week?
Because...
Yeah, he should be back like Wednesday. So yeah, he'll be back by the next show.
Cause I don't want to talk no shit. I don't know nothing about. And I'm definitely. Me neither.
That's why I said I'm only gonna say that. I don't know what it means, but I know that the people who do know what it means. What I just said.
Latell, you a smart nigga. What does it mean that Nick says that Tupac had a lot of homoerotic tendencies?
It pretty much means that he had gay tendencies. Like he was sexually gay. Like
right.
He did questionable stuff.
Oh, that's gonna be next week, bro.
We're gonna bring them next week.
All right. Last words. Go. Who wanna go first? Okay. Desi, you're elected to go first since you look behind you.
Well, because my daughter walked in the house. I was trying to figure out what she's last words. Why do y'all always go first? Like, why can't I go last?
All right, I'll go first. Yo, last words. I hate holidays, dude. I appreciate it because I got to get off work. That's about it. I hate holidays. All of shit is fake as hell. And I don't care.
Okay. Cash, go.
Especially 4th of July.
Yeah, bitch. Cash, last words. Go.
Happy holidays.
That was the most anti-fridge thing that he could have possibly made. Okay.
God damn it, Cash.
Jesse, are you ready now? God damn it.
Yes, to piggyback on this holiday speak. It is not Veterans Day. It is not Armed Service Forces Day. So do not thank people for their service. Remember the ones who died for the service.
Oh, Memorial Day.
But if you risk your life, shouldn't that be remembered?
That's Veterans Day. If you were in the military, it's Veterans Day. If you're currently in the military, it's Armed Forces Day. If you died, it's Memorial Day.
So I gotta go thank
you. Thank you. I can't thank you if you was damn, you know, evasive enough to survive. What? You military niggas is weird.
Hey, in the, back in the day, I thought veterans was only the people that were injured on the battlefield. And so I wouldn't think no non-injury motherfucker. Like, dog, you ain't even get injured. Fuck you. Like, but but then, like, I was corrected by my father and my brother.
About America, boy.
I don't give a fuck. My whole family military. Like, we can go, but nah. Then they, like, they educated me, and they was like, nah, we all are veterans. And then my pops was like, but I don't even like Veterans Day because I think it's, like, a cheap holiday and a reason to, like, celebrate everyone, and everyone doesn't need to be celebrated because everyone didn't do anything worth celebrating.
Okay, so, with that being said, what we talked about today was Lil Kodak Black.
Oh, yeah, how we ain't talking about the baby jumping old boy on Instagram?
We didn't talk about that.
We did. So anyway,
no, we didn't talk about it. Got cut off.
So guys, my last words is just remember, go back, find the episode where Desi shows her titties, inbox one of us with the episode, and we will give you free access to her premium Snapchat. Okay? Tune in next week when we talk more about was Tupac gay? The baby gets jumped from his chain.
Will and little Jimmy get it from the well?
And Dick Tales. Woo.
Make sure you do your research. I want y'all to call in. If you don't think Tupac was gay, make sure you have your argument prepared because we are going in. I'm going to do the research so nobody else has.
All you got to do is look at his 16-year-old videos. Everything about that was gay. He was like, with his hands like this and everything. Yeah.
Man, look. Is it one picture?
Next week. Talk about one that next week.
In a bathtub. And that was the gayest shit I ever seen.
Okay. I don't really like that picture.
So that was
Dr.
Latema's last word. What was his last words? White people are scared of what?
Being a minority.
Oh.
So they legalize rape and make abortion a felony. That sounds just about right.
Yep. So we also, I want to have a new segment on next week's thing. We'll see if we like it. It's going to be called Conspiracy Brother Jones, where Latell calls in from a discreet location and tells us what his latest conspiracy is, because it's a lot of conspiracies. All righty. So we love you niggas. Unless you against us, then it's fuck you. You are out. Victor showed
let's
up.
Go ahead. Let's go ahead and end the show for Vic. Come on. We got to go for Vic. Vic, man, we love you, man. We got to go.
We got to go. They said.
We already know, Vic. You finna say some wild shit.
Mm-mm. Vic, go and find the goddamn episode where Desi shows her titties. It could be season one, season two. She has on a white shirt. Find out, you get to share, you get invited to her live Snapchat. That's how we ended it. Bye, bitches. And they ain't ended yet, though. So you can still talk.
I'm not talking no more. I ain't got no more talking.
Booties.